Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every day to help you with your most important job, being a dad. These are lessons inspired by ancient philosophy, by practical wisdom, and insights from dads all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. They don't understand time. Do you? Think about where you were 15 years ago, 20. Think about just how long ago that was. Now think about your thoughts from 15 years ago. Maybe that takes you back too far, but even that is illustrative. When we were younger, we had a very limited conception of time because we hadn't experienced much of it. When you started high school, the idea of going every day to this place over the next 4 years seemed like an eternity. 4 years was, at that point in your existence, almost a third of the time you'd been alive. But then when you started college, 4 years was not quite such a long stretch because you'd just done a similar bid. It didn't constitute such a disproportionate block of your time on the planet, less than a quarter at this point. And then by the time you had your first kid, however many years later, when people started saying, just wait until they start kindergarten, 4 years was just a blip to you. As we age, the shape of time changes, especially if you're the parent of school-age kids. Every parent will at some point hear these words from a parent who's been through it. Days are long, but years are short. Indeed, the sort of time you can't keep on your watch seems to speed up. 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, the measures of time are no longer so consequential because we've been through so many of them before. We've spent weeks on a project or at the in-laws, waiting for something to be shipped. We've endured a bad job for longer than we should have. We can count how many years it's been since high school or college in multiples of five. It's a tricky thing, though, time, because as we age, we get more comfortable with it, even as it's slipping from our grasp. Time, as Seneca says, is what we need most and what we waste the most of. It's critical that we understand it, that we get the right perspective on it, and that we help our kids with this understanding as much as possible. Youth is wasted on the young. Part of that is unavoidable. It's just a reality of a lack of experience. But as parents, we can still help them. We can pass along our perspective. We can make sure they learn from our mistakes. Help them not to be intimidated by time, nor arrogant about it. Help them appreciate time, to never wish away a minute of their lives, as we've talked about. Help them to not waste any of it. Help them to live for it and love how much of it they have, as you do. Hey, you're listening to the Daily Dad Podcast, one meditation a day inspired to help you do your most important job, which is be a great father. These are meditations inspired by ancient wisdom, psychological research, and just great strategies from normal dads just like you. Thanks for listening.